On air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Good morning. I'm James Woolcock, and here's the news for today. Voting on the NUS referendum has become binding after reaching 900 votes. This means the results will become guild policy. The current count stands at 563 votes to leave, 315 to stay, and 22 neutral votes, putting the Leave side ahead by 248 votes. Expression FM have the guild president Laura Jane Tiley and leaders of the campaign to leave on the NewsHour at 6pm this Friday. Tune in to hear them make their case on air. Leicester City have won the Premiership title after almost being relegated last season. They are set to receive a potential £150 million funding boost from the Premier League prize money. Even the Prime Minister saw fit to tweet the club, although in a now-deleted tweet he did refer to them as Leicester United. Lending from parents to help their children get on the UK property ladder will amount to £5 billion in 2016, according to data from Legal & General. This will amount for 7% of the average property price. Legal & General believe this is due to the massive gap between house prices and wages. That's your news for today. From the Expression News team, have a good day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.